It's time for the local artist interview here on New Music Monday, only on 103.3 and WZND.com.
So this week I had the opportunity to sit down with Alex Dwyer, who's a local artist in the area. So let's take a look at the highlights from that interview. All right. So first of all, thank you very much for coming in. You want to just tell us how you got your start and your origin story?
So I got my start. I was playing music since fifth grade. I picked up the trumpet, and then in middle school, I switched to low brass. I played the baritone, and then wasn't until I think my junior year in high school I figured out I could sing. So after that, I was already playing guitar, and one of my buddies and I would just kind of jam. We wanted to do Battle of the Bands. When I learned I can sing, I came up to him and I said, "Hey, I think we can sing for this." He's like, "Which of us is going to sing?" I said, "I will." And he laughed at first. And I'm like, "No, I'm serious." We ended up winning that year. And ever since then, we'd done music together all throughout high school. And then as much as we could, he goes to Ohio State now. Mm-hmm. So we don't really get to play that much anymore. But then I've always been making my own music or just playing around town, wherever people want me to. I do a lot of musical theater. I came here to ISU as a music student. So musical theater is really something I like to do as well on the side.
Cool. So the song that we're featuring is going to be Stay. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that song?
Yeah, this is one of my favorite songs that was on my EP, which is available everywhere to stream. I don't know where all that entails. So this song for me was during a breakup for me. It was my sophomore-ish year when I wrote it. It's one that I like to play a lot live because I can throw in a bunch of other songs that I like as well. The chord progression is super basic, so usually when I play it in front of people, I like to throw in other songs that people know when they're listening to my music, so they kind of get a little bit confused. They're like, "Oh, I know this song." And they're like, "Wait, maybe I don't know this song." So I'll throw in like Unwell by Matchbox 20 into it. Yeah, this song is about a breakup that I had. I needed one more song for the EP, and I wrote it maybe in like 40 so minutes, but it became one of my favorites on there.
All right, let's give it a listen. This is Stay by Alex Dwyer here on New Music Monday.
Stay. I can't sleep when you're away from me now. When I'm cold and in the dark, I can't get a way out of this place where I'm holding out my heart. Stay, I've lost it all and I can't stay. Break away, so I know you'll see our place. Hold on, everything we've done is gone. So say goodbye. I just get a kick out of the lies we've told. When you're deep within my arms, sleep, 'cause I don't wanna see your love again. Tears and flames consume my mind. Stay, I've lost it all and I can't stay. Break away, so stay. I know you'll see our place. Hold on, everything we've done is gone. So say goodbye. I believe we're set and done, but I wonder where you'll go into the night. You seemed alright, so leave this place. We'll go our way. I don't wanna fall in love again if it's days. Hold on, everything we've done is gone. Now say goodbye, my love.
When it comes to recording, is there a certain process you go through when it comes to that? Do you always record in the same place, or how do you record your music?
I haven't recorded in a while, but usually what we would do was we'd do just the guitar work first, and I have a metronome in my ear, so that way I can hear how fast it's supposed to be, so if I mess up anything on the guitar, we can make sure that I was playing it at the exact same tempo. And then after I get guitar down, I'll put down like maybe some lead guitar work or any other instruments I'm going to play on the track. And then after that, I'll do vocals, which is I'm pretty particular about the vocals. So when I'm recording, we'll do just little sections of each song. So a lot of the times there could be even just like two words apart that are on completely different takes, just because I'm kind of a perfectionist. But sure. Yeah, it's a pretty simple process with the stuff I make. Usually it's just me and my guitar. So.
Okay, so you record everything on the tracks then yourself, pretty much?
Yeah, I was with Stu Records over here on campus, we had some of the people from ATK doing stuff for us. So my side, usually I like to record by myself.
Sure. So when you perform, is it just a solo act when you perform, or do you just kind of pick people up along the way when you perform?
Yeah, traditionally I usually just perform by myself. You have to bring a lot of energy when you're by yourself. Mm-hmm. When I did that show with Marina City and Paper Planes, I did have two of my buddies with me. One of them was on a cajon and one was on bass guitar. So that was a lot of fun to have a couple of them with me. But I think that's the only other time, besides when I was in high school and playing with my buddy who was on electric guitar, he did lead stuff. Other than that, I usually play just by myself.
So is there anything in the future that you're working on that we can expect from you? Or?
Yeah, I've been writing a lot more recently. After I did this EP and then a song with one of my friends, it was actually an EDM track that he wanted me to do. Since then, I've had a pretty bad writer's block and haven't been able to do as much as I wanted to. But yeah, recently I've been putting out a lot more songs onto paper. So hopefully I'll get back in the studio here and record some more.
For sure. So lastly, this is your chance to shamelessly plug yourself. Any social media or music streaming platforms you want to plug your name out there?
Yeah, I go by just my name, Alex Dwyer, on Spotify. Anywhere you can find music, just Alex Dwyer. And the EP is called Rapture and Miscommunication. And then social media, I think it's just alex.dwyer96 at pretty much everything. Snapchat, Instagram, all that stuff. Yeah, I don't think that you're going to find too much interesting on there. Post pictures of my dogs. That's kind of fun.
Hey, people like dogs.
Yeah, people like dogs. So.
Do you have a YouTube?
I do. It's pretty dormant, though. I haven't posted on anything on there. Instagram's usually where you'll find my music.
Sure, sure. Okay, awesome. Well, that should do it, man. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you.
All right, for those of you just tuning in, that was Alex Dwyer with his song Stay, our local artist this week. And if you missed that, you can hear the full interview, or the interview from the show and his song on our website. TJ, Jamie, what'd you guys think?
I thought it was absolutely beautiful. It reminded me of the Post Malone song that I was listening to earlier. You're like, what is that?
I'm
like, oh, it's Post Malone. It's called Stay. But that it's very calming. It's relaxing. The song is just absolutely gorgeous. So props to Alex. It's very good.
Wait, you said that Post Malone song was called Stay?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's very ironic.
And the Post Malone song too it doesn't sound in anything like it at all. It just reminds me of it. It's very, you know, relaxing.
The acoustic.
Yeah, very acoustic sounding. So yeah, it's beautiful.
And the fact that he needed one more song for his EP, what he said, and then he just wrote this in like 40 minutes.
That's insane.
It's impressive.
I can't even imagine. I mean, I write songs all the time, and it takes me months, maybe a year.
Yeah.
40 Definitely. Minutes? It's crazy.
It is.
So
that's like what you do when you're rushing for like to finish your paper before class or something.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, I got to write a song.
I just think it is. I'll put down anything.
Exactly. So props to Alex.
That was awesome to write a song in 40 minutes, and it sounds that great.
Yep.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Keep it up.
Good stuff. All right. Well, coming into our second ad of